When Chelsea Ayers' 8-year-old daughter boarded a plane in Portland on December 30th, the final leg of her journey from Anchorage to her home in Dillingham was already canceled. In fact, it had been canceled more than a week prior, but neither of her parents were notified until the unaccompanied elementary schooler was arriving in Anchorage.
20 minutes before her flight was scheduled to arrive in Anchorage, I got a call from Alaska Airlines saying that her flight to Dillingham had been canceled, and I needed to find somebody to come pick her up immediately, or she'd be flown back to Portland. However, when they looked at the Portland flights, she wouldn't even have made it back in time. She would have either been stuck in Seattle or stuck in Anchorage.
A family member in Kodiak drove to the airport in Anchorage, picked up the young child, and brought her back to the airport the next day for her flight to Dillingham. Ayers called the experience terrifying, both for her and her child. Ayers' daughter was among many passengers on flights between Bristol Bay and Anchorage whose flights were canceled without notification in recent weeks. Laurel Sands and her family were returning to Dillingham from holiday travel in Arizona. They arrived in the Anchorage airport early January 3rd, only to find out her and her son's Pan Air flights home were canceled. They were told the earliest they could fly home would be January 9th. She said she called Pan Air every hour to check availability and secured her son a ticket for January 4th and herself a ticket for January 5th. She spent 3 days sitting in the Anchorage airport trying to get on a standby flight.
There's another couple from Togiak who are in the same place with me, and we have been meeting every morning, and we get to hang out all day together, and they are just as frustrated. I mean, this is going to be incredibly disruptive. I mean, it's no longer just my issue. It's a community issue at this point.
Adam Mead arrived in the Raven Terminal in Dillingham on Christmas Eve, only to find the flight he'd booked was canceled, and he was scheduled to leave an hour earlier on a Pan Air flight.
When I got to Pan Air, they told me the flight was leaving in 5 minutes and that I had to go park my truck at Long Term Park, and they weren't going to hold the plane for me. And so I drove out and parked, but I broke my ankle about a year ago, so I'm still recovering from that, and I had to run back from Long Term Parking to get on that plane. And kind of screwed up the rest of the vacation. My ankle was just swelled up and pretty sore from that run. So it was pretty frustrating.
So why weren't passengers notified? According to Alaska Airlines spokesperson Tim Thompson, at least some of the trouble goes back to a glitch in a third-party computer system called Sabre.
That keeps all codeshares and all airlines connected so that we can see what their other airlines are doing and they can see what we're doing.
After Pan Air became a part of Raven Air Group at the end of December, both Pan Air and Raven Alaska's flight schedules were reduced. Pan Air is now flying between Anchorage and Bristol Bay once a day on Sunday, Monday, and Friday, and twice on Wednesdays. Raven is flying once a day on Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday. Raven spokesperson Deborah Reinwand told KDLG in an email, quote, "At this time, Raven and Pan Air are trying to match the service level to meet market demand. The intent and schedule provides for daily service to the region," unquote. That means that flights booked prior to the schedule change were canceled, including Pan Air and Raven flights booked through Alaska Airlines.
When we did get the information from Pan Air for the schedule change, that was forwarded to Sabre, which is a typical process. But for some reason, and it's unknown how that occurred, that information did not make it fully through the Sabre system. At that point, Sabre would have notified all passengers that had booked on AlaskaAir.com with a Pan Air connection that there had been a schedule change. Unfortunately, that did not happen.
Sabre and Raven Air Group confirmed that there was a glitch in the computer system. Raven added that passengers were provided with hotel rooms and meal vouchers. According to Alaska Airlines, the problem persisted from December 26th until late last week, when the glitch was discovered and fixed.
We want to apologize to all the passengers that were impacted by either missed connections, cancellations, or delays in their travel, especially over the holidays, because we realize that's tough. We've been working pretty closely with Sabre to make sure that this has been rectified.
On top of that technical snafu, passengers say that some Pan Air flights have been canceled due to mechanical errors. Between the reduced schedules, weather trouble, and technical difficulties, many people have been stuck in Anchorage for days at a time. As an alternative to waiting for a standby seat, some people have been chartering flights. Janice Anderson Bergloff said she and her husband paid $500 each for a seat on Lake Clark Air Charter from Anchorage to Dillingham with 8 other passengers after they were bumped from a Raven flight shortly after the New Year and told they could not fly home for more than a week. Flying in and out of Bristol Bay is notoriously difficult, and residents grow accustomed to frequent weather delays. But several seasoned Bristol Bay flyers said that these travel difficulties are beyond what's normal. Here's Chelsea Ayers again, whose 8-year-old daughter was stranded in Anchorage while flying unaccompanied. Ayers has been flying with Panair for about 15 years.
I mean, I understand that we have to have schedule changes because a new company is taking over. And what I don't understand is completely erasing flights with no notice to the consumer. It was so panic-inducing for me to try to figure out who I was going to get to watch my child overnight and get her to the airport, somebody I trusted. It was terrifying for her, and there has to be something in place where a child is not put on an airplane knowing she's not going to make it to her final destination.
In Dillingham, I'm Avery Lill.